NVIDIA just signed a $6.3 billion deal with CoreWeave to rent back their own chips from one of their biggest customers. It's not the first time they've done this, and even though they're just disclosing this today, it turns out this agreement has been in place for almost 2.5 years. They're just now getting around to saying anything about it. And I have to wonder, NVIDIA keeps telling us the demand is insane. And now we're learning that NVIDIA is the demand. Well, if that logic holds, then that would mean NVIDIA is insane and the whole world has bought into this crazy bubble. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and we got this one in Reuters just this morning. CoreWeave and NVIDIA sign a $6.3 billion cloud computing capacity order. CoreWeave has signed a $6.3 billion initial order with backer NVIDIA, the data center operator said on Monday, in a deal that guarantees that the AI chipmaker will purchase any cloud capacity not sold to customers. And right away, I have to raise the question, if the demand is really so insane for these things, then why does NVIDIA have to agree to rent back their own product in order to get these deals signed? And this isn't even the first time they've done this. It isn't even the first time they've done this month. It was just a week ago that we got this one in Data Center Dynamics. NVIDIA signs a $1.5 billion deal to lease its GPUs back from Lambda. So in just the last week, we've got $6.8 billion of liabilities that is apparently lurking somewhere in NVIDIA's balance sheet. I don't know where. And it's also worth pointing out that NVIDIA is also an investor in both of these customers slash clients slash suppliers. NVIDIA owns 6.6% of CoreWeave, and NVIDIA was an investor in the latest capital raised by Lambda Labs. Now, all throughout this bubble, I've been pointing to the shady history of the founders at CoreWeave and the backers at Magnetar Capital and the history of the shenanigans at these companies. I've also been raising the alarm about round-tripping schemes where NVIDIA and their Wall Street backers give money to NVIDIA's customers just so those customers can give the money right back to NVIDIA, and then NVIDIA reports their own money going around in a circle as revenue. That's called round-tripping, and it was a major factor in the dot-com bubble. But now they've taken it even one step further. Not only are they giving money to their customers and the customers are giving it right back to them, but NVIDIA is also giving their customers guarantees that if their customers can't rent out their products, NVIDIA will rent it from them. It's almost as if there's nothing of substance whatsoever holding up a multi-trillion dollar asset bubble. Maybe that's got something to do with this recent data we got from the U.S. Census Bureau that shows AI adoption is now in decline at large firms in the United States after peaking earlier this year. And maybe that AI adoption is in decline because it's not helping companies make or save any money. Take this one from MIT just a few days ago. 95% of generative AI pilots at companies are failing. They're not making or saving these companies any money at all. But as always, it's very important to read the fine print in these SEC filings, and when you do that, you find out this has been there all along. On September 9th of 2025, CoreWeave and NVIDIA Corporation entered into a new order form under the existing Master Services Agreement dated as of April 10th, 2023, which has an initial value of $6.3 billion, that establishes an arrangement with respect to the sale by the company of reserve cloud computing capacity to its customers and provides NVIDIA access to any residual unsold cloud computing capacity. Now, that last part there, provides access to unsold compute capacity? Yeah, this is an obligation. You're going to buy everything that's left over. You could say you're providing access, or you could say you're required to buy this. Depending on your position, it makes a big difference. But the key point here is this Master Services Agreement was dated April 10th, 2023. It's been there for more than 2 years, almost 2.5 years, since before my very first video about CoreWeave first drew any attention to this company. Nobody has said anything about this obligation for NVIDIA to rent back all of these chips that they've been selling to CoreWeave all along. NVIDIA hasn't told us about this. And CoreWeave hasn't told us about this, not in their IPO filings, not in their first quarterly report. They're only now disclosing this, saying now this is a material agreement. Before it wasn't, but now it is. And there's a little bit more here. This MSA will remain in place until either all outstanding orders under the MSA are expired or terminated, or the MSA is otherwise terminated in accordance with its terms. Either party may terminate the MSA or any order thereunder upon 30 days written notice to the other party of a breach, or if the other party becomes subject to a bankruptcy petition or other insolvency proceedings, receivership, liquidations, or assignment for the benefit of creditors, and such proceedings are not dismissed within 90 days. In other words, if CoreWeave goes bankrupt, NVIDIA doesn't have to pay. That's an important detail, and I can't help but wonder, has that been the plan all along? Now, if you're sitting there saying NVIDIA would never make inadequate disclosures, they'd never conceal side deals with any of their customers or other companies, keep in mind, guys, this isn't the first time this has happened. It was back in 2003 that their former CFO, Christine Hoberg, was charged with fraud by the SEC because she cut a side deal with one of their vendors where they hid expenses and then reported bloated earnings, and then years later had to go back and restate all those earnings when that side deal was exposed. Now, Christine Hoberg settled with the SEC. She paid a fine, of course, while admitting no wrongdoing. This happened on Jensen Huang's watch. He was CEO at the time. And again, in 2022, NVIDIA had to settle with the SEC for inadequate disclosures when they failed to inform their investors how much of their sales was coming from crypto miners. And once again, NVIDIA paid a fine. They weren't charged, and they, of course, admitted no wrongdoing. So long story short, NVIDIA is taking this round-tripping scheme to obscene proportions. They're no longer satisfied with making investments in their customers and then their customers giving that money right back to them so they can report it as revenue. Now they're actually guaranteeing their customers' sales by agreeing to rent their own product right back from them, another round trip for their own money. Those customers are probably requiring this because the demand for their product has been exaggerated all along. Case in point, the MIT study showing 95% of these pilots aren't making money, and the Census Bureau data showing that AI adoption is now in decline. But it's not like anybody's been trying to warn about this scheme for, I don't know, a little over 2 years or anything, right? Till next time, live small and dream big.